T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
On the phone with me for this segment, I have Ann Miske. She is the CEO of Union Station Homeless Services, an organization committed to helping homeless individuals and families rebuild their lives. So thank you very much for joining me today, Ann. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Stephen.
Now, Union Station Homeless Services, you just celebrated your 45th anniversary. Tell us about the organization.
Sure. Union Station Homeless Services is the largest provider of homeless services in the San Gabriel Valley. We're headquartered in Pasadena, but we provide services from Pasadena all the way to Pomona. And last year, we served more than 3,500 people and helped more than 900 people become permanently housed.
What type of services do you offer homeless individuals?
Our solutions are about permanent solutions for people, to get people housed and help them stay housed for good. So we do everything from outreach to people who are living on the streets or who are traveling on public transportation, to providing bridge housing, which includes basic shelter, meals, and care coordination. But really what we focus on doing is get people into safe, stable, permanent housing as quickly as possible, and then we provide them the services that help them stay housed. So things like employment, enrichment, or mentorship programs to really help them stabilize and become part of our communities.
How does someone get involved with your programs? Do you go out looking and soliciting the homeless on the streets, or do people have to come to you and sign up for your programs?
So we do a lot of outreach on the streets. We look for people wherever we can find them, but we are also able to accept people. Some people will just come to our door asking for help, and that's fine too. But we do everything we can to find people who are homeless and help them into housing.
Now, if you can you go into a little bit more in depth about some of the services that you offer?
Sure. One of the things we do is, again, when we meet people on the streets, and a lot of these people have been highly traumatized, so we offer things like mental health support. We connect them to case managers. We might provide them with help and support around addiction issues. And then we do things such as job training. We will get people who may need to increase their education, get their GEDs, for example, get them into training programs, or some of them even into college, so basically they can become self-sufficient and afford to pay for housing. So really we offer the whole continuum of services, and it's really dependent on what that individual needs to be successful in the long term.
Now, you are a 501c3 nonprofit organization, so fundraising is a big part of what you do in order to provide your services and keep providing your services. You have a big event coming up called the Masters of Taste. Tell us about that.
Sure. Masters of Taste is a premier food and beverage festival that is held on the field of the iconic Rose Bowl. And yes, we are what is called a 501c3 charitable organization, so we really do depend on the generosity of people to help support us. And this fundraising event helps us raise over $500,000 that go 100% towards our life-saving programs. The event itself is going to take place on April the 7th, again, at the Rose Bowl, on the field of the Rose Bowl. And we're expecting more than 2,500 food and beverage lovers who want to come and walk the field and enjoy delicious food and drinks from LA's top master chefs and restaurants, craft cocktail bars, wineries, local breweries, and dessert makers.
How long have you been hosting this event?
This is our fourth annual Masters of Taste. And again, just like last year, there will be unlimited tastings from over 90 vendors.
And how does this help Union Station?
So it has raised so far over $1.5 million for our services. And again, this year, we're hoping to raise more than $530,000 in support of our services.
And what can guests expect from the Masters of Taste event? Well, what's on the agenda?
So you can expect an amazing time. It is a lot of fun. And again, our concept is to bring you the Masters of Taste. So we're expecting over 90 masters, including 40 culinary masters, 40 beverage masters, and 10 sweet masters. And our participants come from all over the LA area, so they include our Masters of Taste host chef, Michael Hung from Faith and Flower, Chef John Hung from the Raymond 1886, we have Chef Jonathan Aviles from Salazar. Our beverage masters include the San Fernando Brewing Company, San Antonio Winery, San Simeon Wines, and then I think my personal favorite are the sweet masters. We have Lark Cake Shop and Mignon Chocolates, and many more really great, great culinary masters.
Does Union Station Homeless Services have a website that people can go to?
Absolutely. Our website is Union Station HS. That's HS as in homeless services. So unionstationhs.org.
And is there a separate website for the Masters of Taste event?
Yes, it is mastersoftastela.com. So mastersoftastela.com.
And where can people get those tickets to that event?
They can get tickets online. And general admission begins at 4 p.m. on April the 7th. And for VIP ticket holders, you can skip the lines and gain access to the field one full hour earlier with a 3 p.m. entry.
And what's the price on those tickets?
So our general admission pricing is $105. And again, that's for all you can eat and drink. And then our VIP admission, which includes early bird admission, as well as an exclusive ticket upgrade for seating at the Wolfgang Puck Experience, which is a unique four-course wine and taste pairing delight, it's $149. So the VIP ticket's $149, the regular admission ticket's $105.
And all the proceeds go to benefit your organization?
That is correct. 100% of the proceeds go to support Union Station Homeless Service life-serving services.
Okay, as we reiterate, to tell us once again, where is the event and when is it?
The event is taking place on April the 7th. The VIP tickets start from 3 p.m. to 7 p.m., and general admission is from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m.
And that's at the Rose Bowl in Pasadena?
That is at the Rose Bowl, on the field of the Rose Bowl.
Okay, as we get ready to close here, if there's one point that you can make about Union Station Homeless Services, what would that be?
Union Station Homeless Services is an organization that works with community to help people experiencing homelessness get off the streets, into housing, and become not only stable, but to become thriving members of our community.
Okay, Ann Miskey, CEO of Union Station Homeless Services, an organization committed to helping homeless individuals and families rebuild their lives. So thank you very much for joining me today, Ann. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Stephen.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.